The recordings have started.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. This afternoon on the call we have James Bladel, we have Joe Saint-Sauveur, Paul Diaz, Randall Vaughan. From staff we have Glenda Saint-Géry, Marika Konings, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies, Greg Aron, Dave Piscatello, and Martin Hall. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, and good morning or afternoon. As we left our heroes, we were discussing a way to expedite the review of Category 6 and Category 9, which were, Marika posted to the list after our last call. And it seems like there were there any comments at all, Marika? I didn't see there was one.
No, I didn't see any. Well, I only had one email saying someone that couldn't read it, but then I set it out in the list as well as an attachment, but I didn't see any further comments or feedback.
Okay, well, then I would propose for a working agenda today that we would spend a little bit of time on Category 6 and 9, not too much, maybe 15 minutes total, and then the rest of the discussion being what we have. We only have, is it this call and two others prior to Sydney, is that correct?
Correct.
And, okay, so, and certainly we want to leave at least a week to review the report and give folks an opportunity to make suggested edits for the final report. But I think that the document itself is, in my opinion, it's a little cumbersome to do a read-through on a call. It would take us probably 4 weeks of calls to go through the report line by line, so I think that we should urge folks to try and tackle that on the list. Does that sound reasonable, or is there someone that would strongly prefer that we would go through the report?
James, it's Marika. Maybe one suggestion is that we just focus on some of the most important changes. I mean, like some of the changes will be editorial or as well, like, you know, the executive summary will be updated accordingly, but maybe it would be helpful to focus some of the important parts, like once we have an agreement on the, you know, still outstanding sections and the recommendations chapters, to pick some parts out that we really want to make sure that everyone agrees and it's written as everyone wants it to be. That might be a suggestion. And leave the text that, you know, was already agreed in the previous version as is.
Okay. And we can discriminate between those two sections if we go back to the report that was posted for public comments before Mexico City?
Yes, because basically in the version there is now, there's track changes. So I think it would be relatively easy to see which are substantial changes and which are just, you know, minor edits. And some of them we have discussed, I think, as well on the basis of the, you know, the public comments that we've been reviewing. So I still think the key sections are going to be the two that we basically left for now to provide an answer to, and the recommendations. I think those are the two main parts that still need work and probably require the, you know, attention and maybe a read-through on the call. I think for the other parts, indeed, as you said, you know, people need to take the time to go through it and you know, either indicate that they've read it and agree, or, you know, provide the further edits or suggestions for changes that can then be discussed on the list.
That sounds reasonable. Joe, Paul, Randall, does that sound
reasonable? Yeah, totally reasonable.
Yeah. Okay. I certainly don't want to cut someone short if they strongly about viewing the report in its entirety, but I think we all recognize that this is a very large document now, and that that's probably not practical.
And I'm happy as well, before we have such a read-through, then basically to go through it and then provide you with, you know, the specific page numbers or line numbers that we, you know, should go through to make that process easier as well, or for if you first want to have people review that, you know, in the week before the call, to point out to people where we might focus a bit more time, so that we, you know, save some time and looking for the relevant sections and other things like that. That's helpful.
Okay, fantastic. I think we probably would appreciate that to be highlighted. Well, let's jump into Category 6. There were the seven 7 comments grouped in Category 6, all of them with an underlying theme of exploring the role of ICANN with respect to the FATF. There's some pretty extensive views outlined by, I believe it was Cal that did this section, and there's some views here discussing where within the existing document those items can be found. Are there any of these comments that anyone has identified as being particularly new or introducing new information into the discussion or the report, or are they going over ground that we've covered or looking at something perhaps in a new way? Is there any thoughts that basically on these 7 questions? Okay, I'll take silence to mean
that. So James, as Cal had noted, I mean, it seems both 6, and I can even jump ahead now to 9, at least the ones I looked at, these are these questions tend to be more supportive of things that we've already identified, perhaps are underscoring points that we've already made in our report, but it wasn't new information, it wasn't new points. It was rather clarification or really underscoring conclusions, issues that we've already identified, things like that. So I think we're covered with the treatment that we've already given the issues in our draft.
Okay, excellent. Others feel the same?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Thanks. Well, then the question becomes, because Cal's responses are fairly lengthy, and the question becomes how much or how little of that do we want to capture in the document? I'm open to suggestions from Marika as far as how, some of them, I think, for example, 6C, 6B, and others reference existing text within the document, so I think that there's no need to go beyond that. But if any of them, as Paul said, most of these seem to support those points that are pre-existing in the document. So I don't think there's any need to refute or rebut any of those points made in the comment.
James, as you pointed out, some of the answers are identical. So I'm happy to if we want to shorten the document, just to basically say, well, see. 6B or C answer to 6, whatever is the relevant, where that answer has already been given, to take out a bit of text here.
Okay. Yeah, I think that we can consolidate them into probably 2 or 3 responses for Category 6, and then maybe a few more for Category 9, just because it's so long.
Yeah, I think they're the same. I think they're for some questions, the same answer applies. So. Either we can group the questions together or just refer for the answer, see answer to question, whatever.
Okay.
So I can, work it into a new version so people can review and see if that makes sense or if they would like to see it differently.
That's a good approach. And wrapping up section 9, because that one was so lengthy. It looks like there are just a few common responses that cover that category as well.
Correct.
James?
Yes.
This is Paul. For 9 in particular, let's say like the IPC constituencies, 4 points that we identified, G through J, and as I said earlier, they're basically concurring with the findings of the report, underscoring certain things that they feel are important, noteworthy. They also talk about additional study. And I think in our conclusion, while we don't have to necessarily reiterate the points that they're making, because IPC is largely going along with what was said in the report, the question about additional study is something we need to keep in mind as we work up the final text for our conclusions section. There may be a difference of opinion between members of the working group and how hard we push for additional study, as opposed to what the IPC or even this fellow and the other issues, Mr. Overton or Orbiton. Mm-hmm. The same thing, you know, where there's there might be a difference in how we ultimately position our final report in the discussion of any additional work in this area versus some of these comments. That is the distinction I just wanted to draw for the group. You know, whereas they're largely agreeing, there seems to be more interest on the part of these external responders pushing for further study, additional research, etc. Perhaps more than we as a group feel is appropriate given the work that's been done and perhaps other areas, other policy work, RAP, for example, where it may be more appropriate to shift focus to those groups rather than continuing in FAST-FLUX specifically.
Well, that's a great point, Paul. And I'm thinking that would you in favor of perhaps a category within the recommendations and next steps, which just provides an overarching inventory of all the items that were recommended for further study, and then perhaps on our final call we could do an up or down vote just kind of see where the group's opinions are, whether those studies would be worthwhile in pursuing, and then we could take essentially any next step or recommendation that references additional study and put it under that umbrella category.
Yeah, that might work well, James. And I share the, I think you caught yourself when you used the word vote. Ultimately, additional study would not really be, we may recommend to GNSL Council, but it really would be the Council's decision.
Right.
And laying out, as you've just suggested, might help them reach that decision, make it a lot easier for them. Now, okay, our expert opinion, here's, we're laying out for them and suggesting a certain course of action. Of course, they can take it or leave it, but it probably would help them in deciding how to proceed, how to move forward.
Okay, and then to your point about referencing whether or not something should or shouldn't be included within the RAP, I think, and I know that this is not universally shared, but I view the RAP as somewhat of a narrower successor to some of the issues that we've discussed within this working group. But I note that group is already chartered and underway, and so I wonder if there's a potential problem in recommending that, drawing a box around a particular study or an issue and saying, yes, this belongs in RAP. What are your feelings on that, Paul, or anyone on the call?
This is Marika. Just maybe one comment about the RAP. I mean, that working group is not yet a PDP. I mean, their recommendations will probably be the basis, possibly, for a PDP if they decide that there are policy issues that need to be discussed or covered. So, if this group would feel that a recommendation would need to be taken into account for that next step, I guess there would still be room to add that to the list of recommendations that might come out of the RAP combined with what this group would recommend in the same category or scope of issues for the GNSO to consider. I mean, it's one option to take into account.
That's, by the way, Greg is joining.
Oh, hi, Greg. Your ears must have been tingling. We were talking about your group there just a moment ago.
Oh, okay.
But that's a good point, Marika. I had forgotten that that was a preliminary PDP and that there may be some follow-on work there. So I think that going back to Paul's suggestion that we identify those areas that potentially could be germane for that group's work and called for further study or further work, then I think that those recommendations definitely should be sent to the council.
Yeah. Just to clarify, James, I I take the same view, perhaps even a stricter view in terms of the, I prefer a very narrow scope for RAP, and I wasn't necessarily recommending that we provide a, you know, develop a list and say, here, we think they should go to RAP or other. Rather, I think just in trying to, in bullet form even, providing a list for council members when they see the report so that they're aware of what's out there. I mean, I know when the time comes to decide which ones we vote up or down, I'm pretty sure I know how I'm going to vote. I think we've done a lot of work in this group, but from day one, I've always had very serious reservations about the mandate of this particular group and the focus on fast flux as an issue, and really don't want to, you know, lob this like a hand grenade into REP or whatever the future PDP may look at. I think we've done a lot of work here and you know, kind of need to wind it down. Just for the record, I want to make it clear, the recommendation was not to start pick and choosing items out of this report and passing the buck to RAP.
This is Greg, actually. I have a question since Sydney is coming up pretty soon. As we finish up our report here, what's the message that we want to give back to the council? Are we saying that this group should continue, or should it wrap up? Should we say that we think FastFlux is out of scope or within scope? I guess if there is one thing we're going to tell them that they need to know, what is it?
The elevator speech, Greg?
Yeah, what's the elevator pitch when this comes up in Sydney?
Yeah. Well, my take so far, if I could take a swing at answering, it would be that that we are definitely advocating that this group be brought to an orderly conclusion, that we've created a body of work here that may serve to form, inform or provide some research for other areas and other groups, but we're not, I don't believe, formally calling for any particular action in terms of additional policy work, and that's why we're somewhat careful around section category 9, where if there's any calls for further work or further study, because I think that there's a consensus that a narrower focus like that we're working on with other groups like the RAP are probably the more appropriate way to define and develop policy, or at least discuss potential policy going forward, and that this sort of a blanket issue is not really appropriate. And, you know, I don't know if that's universally shared by the group or if there's some parts of that, but it doesn't seem like we're in a position to either call for continuation or to say, here's what we... here's what we feel is some direct action items that have come out of this group.
James, this is Marika. I just have a question, because there are a number of, you know, possible next steps that the group put forward to the community for feedback. With what you're saying, you imply as well that you feel that there's no consensus around any of these ideas that were launched in this particular chapter. Do I understand that correctly?
And I'm doing this from memory, Marika, but if the ideas are calling for additional policy work or subsequent PDPs, then I think that yes, that they would be.
I can quickly list them if that helps the group refresh their mind what at that point was discussed. One was to redefine the issue and scope. The second one was explore the possibility to involve other stakeholders in the fast track policy development process. A third one was explore other means to address the issue instead of a policy or development process. Fourth one was highlight which solutions, recommendations could be addressed by policy development best practices and or industry solutions. Fifth one was consider whether registration abuse policy provisions could address fast flux by empowering registries and registrars to take down a domain name involved in fast flux. And the last one was looking at a fast flux data reporting system.
Yeah, I think, not to get ahead of ourselves too much, but I think that some of those would be very narrowly supported.
Yeah. I think, this is Greg, I think whatever we do, whatever is decided, I think we do need to communicate and package those recommendations very clearly. At this point, the document is very long, of course, and it's fairly complex, but because Sydney is coming up, whatever we decide, we have to be really clear to the council about what next steps we recommend, if any.
Greg,
maybe summarize those somehow.
Just to mention, I don't think there will be, as it is unlikely we'll be able to post a report in time for people to, you know, give it due consideration. I doubt it will be on the agenda of the council. I mean, there probably will be an update, you know, just unless we have finished the report. But I think still the council will probably say, well, we haven't really had time to review report in depth yet, so I don't know if we, you know, we need to have a discussion and make the clear recommendations, but just to
maybe Sydney is not the decision making point.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There must be a decision making point at the council.
Correct.
And whenever that comes, we have to be very clear about what we think they should do next, whatever it recommends. So if that comes after Sydney, fine, but there'll be a council meeting where they have to figure out what's going to happen. And we have to be really clear.
And you're absolutely correct, Darren. I think it will be important as well for the group indeed to provide the arguments how it has come to that decision and clearly demonstrate as well that, you know, these were well thought through recommendations and supported by the group. So absolutely agree.
Yeah, and Greg, I agree. I just wanted to chime in with that while Sydney may not be the decision point, it is still the targeted endpoint, excuse me, for the work of the group, and that while the council may have further readings and may take some additional time to analyze the report, I don't really see us as a group continuing to meet and develop the report following that. Hello?
Still here?
It just went real quiet there for a while, but at least that was my take, and definitely what we were signing on for here for this last group in the reboot of this group. So for the remainder of this call, if there are no strong feelings on Category 6 or Category 9, then the next section, Marika, as you suggested, perhaps we can consolidate those responses, pull out the common elements, and maybe create a couple of sentences that address these categories. For the recommendations and next steps, I think that we are... there appears to be support for creating a section for future study and future future work, and that we could consolidate those into a single section, perhaps bullet points even, and then address those on our next call and see what sort of support we have, and actually we'll hopefully address those on the list as well. Does that sound familiar? Is that acceptable to everyone?
It does, James. Just a question. Given the time that we have left to us before Sydney, I know it's a self-imposed deadline, but as Marika just described, you know, council already has a full agenda and whatnot. It's probably not going to go to council in final form anyway. I guess I'm just left wondering, I mean, you know, attendance on the calls has been difficult and not a lot of traffic. I mean, the remaining sections that we have to do are going to require, you know, a lot of collaboration. And I'm just concerned that what we said earlier, for example, you know, that we, you know, make it very clear for council on that, yeah, in doing that it's going to take a bit of effort. You know, we've had people step up for the going through these the different things on our checklist here. But, you know, I'm not being very articulate. Sorry, I'm just very concerned that, you know, we're reaching a point, I think we're all burned out by this process. And even though we're close to the end, you know, our conclusions and our recommendations, our next step sections, are so very important. And, you know, maybe we divide it up as we did previously, post something to the list. It might be easier for people to edit rather than create. That's all well and good. But, you know, I'm just really kind of concerned that if we don't have some draft done by Sydney, and now we're into the summer months where scheduling is even more difficult and whatnot, when does this particular process end? And you know, if it's ending with a whimper because it's not as much involvement and whatnot, you know, I'd just really love to... This whole process has been different than the typical PDP effort, and I can't say it clearly enough, just because I'm so confused and frustrated by the process. That let's put it this way: as we look at these sections, I'm volunteering to help, but I think it probably works best if at least two people. I think start putting some text together, putting on a list, and telling people, giving them a definite deadline. You got to vote up or down. You know, say your piece about whatever we're doing, and give ourselves very short deadlines. Because honestly, you know, as we get closer to Sydney and certainly beyond, I mean, I just don't see how this group remains in any way functional, given. You know, the level of participation and interest that we've seen over the past weeks going into months now. So, again, I'm sorry it's not very articulately stated. It's just a reflection of my frustration with the overall process. But I am volunteering to help. Let's craft some language, but give everybody a very, very short deadline so that hopefully we can have, you know, some pretty decent preliminary text before Sydney. And you know, I think we kind of need to, within the group, decide, all right, when do we tie it off? I mean, sort of enough already, and you know, present it and move on to new issues.
And Paul, I agree. And I think I and a lot of other folks share your feelings on this. A couple of thoughts. And possible suggestions on how we could go from here. Marika, I think, has printed or posted to the list the last two sections that are required, which is section 8 and 9. Is that correct? 5, 8, 5, 9, and then 8 and 9. Is that correct, Marika?
Yes. I think I tried to recall if I posted them separate to the list, but I think I did some time ago. But I'm happy to repost those.
Yeah, maybe that would be a good starting point. And then, Paul, it seems like, you know, I agree with you completely that I think we have an obligation to provide opportunities for input and participation. You know, in the absence of that, we kind of have to go forward with the core group of folks that are making the time and on the calls and on the list. And I think that you know, if that's the group that wants to you know, carry this thing over the finish line and then be done with it, I think that's fair. You know, I mean, it certainly wasn't for lack of opportunity for others to chime in. So what I would recommend is that because I would volunteer as well, and I hear a volunteer from you, and perhaps if we could get the other folks on. I know that Greg and Joe and Randall and Rod and some other folks have been very active in the calls lately, and I think that we all share the idea that we want to get this wrapped up. So perhaps if we can get some volunteers and address these last four sections on the list, and, you know, if there are no other objections raised either on the list or on future calls, then we can, you know, we can report that and move on. But I don't think that it's, I don't think we should hold up our momentum what little we have, you know, waiting for those other or leaving the door open for others to jump on board.
James, can I suggest something? Maybe if indeed we divide up those sections and, you know, indicate who are the volunteers, I could post that to the list with the call to others on the list to sign up for any of these groups or get in touch with the people that have volunteered to write something on the section, so everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in the writing on these issues, or in the end chime in when a draft is being circulated. Would that be a way to still maintain the dynamics and the momentum, but at the same time still allow others that are not on the call or, you know, are not able to participate in the calls but would like to be able to participate in an email exchange or on that to participate?
I think that's a good idea, and what I was proposing is something along the lines of what Paul's suggesting, which is that we identify some folks to take the lead on each of the outstanding sections and start to put some draft text together, even if it's just an outline at this point. You know, wordsmithing is not critical at this point, and that we finish that activity on the list with the goal of having something to review during our next call. Because I think that the next, as we mentioned, we have two other calls after this one. The next call would have to be focused on finalizing those sections, with the final call, as you mentioned, Marika, being a read-through of all the changes to the Delta text from the previous interim report. And then we can go to Sydney and say, look, this is what we have. You know, we've got the participation as best we could. As Paul mentioned, it was a challenge sometimes getting everyone's schedules to line up. And we go from there. And I think that also addresses somewhat of Greg's desire to put some packaging around this so that this now 100-plus page report can be presented in something that's digestible by the council.
I think part of it may be just that it kind of seems like a long time to spend on the comments. At least that was my hit. And I know folks are very diligent about reviewing them, but it just seems like, you know, if we'd had a lot more comments, would we have spent 10 times as long, or... I think we've done a fine job of looking at them. I just want to make sure we kind of wrap it up.
Yeah, I totally agree with Randy. And for the record, I want to make it clear, I'm probably preaching to the choir with the core group that's on the call today, you know, absolutely don't want to ignore anybody's inputs. And certainly I think Marika's got a great idea of how to lay it out so that others who couldn't be on the call today, whether they're the active members who just truly were busy or people who sort of drifted away, are given the opportunity. But yeah, it's been suggested by multiple people now, let's just kind of set a definite short-term deadline. You know, we'll commit to putting some text together, get it to the list, and say, hey, speak up by such and such a time, or that's it. A concern I have, honestly, is that this goes to council, just as in an update, I mean, in Sydney, and that there are certain council members who may not be fully aware or perhaps are aware of the history of the group and want to take a more extended, well, you know, let's give them more time and whatnot. No, I don't think more time is necessarily going to make a difference on this particular issue. It should be wrapped up, brought to a close. So the more we can do to front load it, say, here we are, and basically, we're done, guys. Here it is. I think that's better. If we don't meet our own deadline by Sydney, I have a feeling that, you know, it's just left open-ended you know, then we're kind of struggling with this thing through the summer, and that's just not in anybody's best interest.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody wants or is going to allow that to continue, Paul, at least within this core group. I think that you're right, there's a danger that folks in council may feel that way, but I think that we need to present it to them as a hard stop.
Right.
With our recommendations and say, you know, if we want to continue work in this area, you know, certainly council's prerogative to call for that, but we recommend a narrower charter and a reconstituted group, because that if we think attendance has been shaky the last couple of weeks, I can only imagine if this thing were to pick up the Wednesday after Sydney, there would be myself and Marika, and that's probably about it.
Well, like I say, I think the lowered attendance right now is just because it's sort of working through the comments, which, like I say, I think it's being done in a very diligent way, but I just think that that's something that a lot of folks are kind of willing to let folks handle, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case. I do. I know that we have a lot of folks that you know, want to contribute the you know, different, or contributing different areas of expertise, and some of it may be technical or security related, or sharing some different experiences there. But the comments, and some of them are, especially the comments, tend to rehash issues that have been put to bed long ago, and so, you know, it can be kind of a drawn out part of the process. But I think it's important to give them equal hearings.
Absolutely.
So Paul, I have one volunteer in Paul, and then myself. Any other? And Paul, do you have a particular section that you would like to take a swing at? Looks like we have a few.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll just start the title 5859. So I'll start putting together language for those two.
Okay. And what do you think is a reasonable time frame to have something to the list? Do you think by the end of this week, perhaps, or Monday?
End of this week would be the goal.
Okay.
I have a busy day tomorrow, but I think I can get through that.
Okay. And then remaining is, and I have two action items remaining, so if you'll forgive me, I'm just going to volunteer what I'm already volunteered for, which is that I need to get some information on the Ryan Haight Act and the safe harbor provisions, and then also go through each of the individual comments and find the point of reference for them in the existing document, and then note that on the comments analysis form. So I'll take that, and I will have that done as well by the end of the day on Friday, both those items. And that leaves two open slots for, is it category, or Section 8 and Section 9, Marika, that are the remainders? I think that is the case. So,
Marika's actually posted a couple of things on the list quite some time ago, 10 or 12 days ago.
And yeah, and I,
yeah, 8 and 9, and then the only comments we had were from Joe. And I was wondering if we, you know, if we have a agreement by default in here, because it's been quite some time, if we can just kind of address Joe's issues and then see, you know, if that's possible to integrate those with the Marika comments and see what happens with the group on those.
Ms. Marika, I'm sorry, I'm just realizing that I was just on mute when I was telling you which chapters were still open. So the chapters open is 8, which is interim conclusions, and 9, which is recommendations and next steps, or next steps.
Okay. And we do have, we have some text there as well, or is it...
There is some text from the initial report. So basically, they're listed as interim conclusions. I mean, the group might decide that the interim conclusions, the only thing that needs to be changed is take out the interim. I guess Chapter 9 will take a bit more work, because that's a possible next step, or I guess that might turn into recommendations or some kind of conclusion linked to Chapter 8. So maybe it might be a good suggestion to look in those two chapters together, because they're closely linked. Or that might be a combination into one chapter that is conclusions and recommendations or something like that. So,
well, I think that's agreeable as well, combining them into a single section. And I think that we have a lot of fodder for potential next steps, both within the report as it stands and then in Category 9 of the comments. So, Marika, why don't I volunteer to help you on that? Maybe we can put together some text. That one may not be done by Friday. However, it may be done over the weekend or next Monday. But I'll go ahead and put my name on that as well. So just to recap, Paul is going to take a swing at Section 5.8 and 5.9. I'm going to take my existing task items as well as consolidating Section 8 and 9, and then we can review
those texts hopefully on the list prior to our next call next Wednesday, and then that call will just be a minimal discussion with just kind of an up or down acceptance of the text, or possibly just some minor edits. And then, you know, the final call before Sydney would be reading through the Delta document, wrapping up the work, and then, as Greg suggested, perhaps making sure that it has a concise narrative that we could put together as what we're asking Council to do with this document and this PDP. Does that sound like a reasonable course of action?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. Was there any other items that we wanted to cover on today's call? Otherwise, we can adjourn a little bit early and just start watching the list for text updates. Okay, it sounds like we're wrapped up then. I certainly appreciate the diehards that have seen us this far. If you could see us a little bit further, I think it'll be, you know, we'll come out the tunnel on the other side.
Sounds like plan.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, thanks. And then, Marika, perhaps you and I can have another conference call, just another chat. Sometime tomorrow when it's convenient for you, where we can just kind of put together the action list and make sure everything, all the materials that we need on the list. I don't want to overburden staff with this. So
I'm happy to put together an action list and send it to you by email for your review. Tomorrow will be tough because there's a council call as well in the afternoon, which I guess normally is the natural time for us to talk, seeing the time difference. So I'm happy to put the action items together and send it back to you, and then we can get it out to the list tomorrow, if that works.
Yep, that'd be fine. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for your time, and have a great morning, and let's look for some additional actions on the list here, and let's keep it moving.
See you then.
Okay, guys, bye now.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.